Hi, I'm DP Sidhu with Drew Doherty. These are five things to watch for Thursday's game against Jacksonville. It's going to be here before we know it. And the Texans have lost a lot of close games, but Jacksonville's been doing the opposite.
Yeah, and these two teams have played a lot of close ones. Seven of the last 11 in Jacksonville have been decided by a touchdown or less. And think about the last six games the Texans have played. Those have all been decided by 7 points or less. So if history continues, this one's going to be a tight one.
And being that it's such a short week, we've got 3 days, less than 3 days, the team turns around, they've been practicing every day. How is that going to affect their gameplay come Thursday night?
Yeah, great question. Physically, it can't be great, but mentally, Coach Kubiak and some of the players have said, this is great because you want to get that bad taste out of your mouth from the Sunday before losing against New England, and you don't have time to dwell on that, so you got to focus on playing the Jaguars, getting ready for the game, and that's probably a good thing for the Texans who have lost 10 straight.
Case Keenum seemed to be doing a lot of things right against New England, finally getting some points on the board. How is he going to progress heading into Thursday?
You know, it looked like he did some things better than he had in the two previous games when he was playing against the Patriots. He even ran in for a touchdown. Kubiak still wants him to get that completion percentage north of 60%, because right now he's completing about 50-51% of his passes. And Kubiak has said repeatedly you can't have that if you want to be a successful quarterback in the NFL. It's got to be around 60-65%.
What can the Texans do for Ben Tate to continue the momentum he had Sunday? He had 3 touchdowns. How are they going to continue that?
Yeah, you know, I talked with Brandon Brooks, and he said we didn't do anything differently. We just executed. You know, they opened some holes for Tate. They did some nice things for him. It's interesting. The only other multi-touchdown game Ben Tate's career was in Jacksonville last season in September, week two. So that week two game of 2012 and then last week against the Patriots there in 2003 when he had 3 scores, the only multiple score games of Ben Tate's career.
And J.J. Watt, despite all the losses, is still having a great season.
He is, and he is a monster against Jacksonville. Absolute beast. Had 2 sacks, blocked the field goal, you know, sold popcorn, did everything possible against Jacksonville 2 weeks ago. You only think it's going to continue this week in Everbank Field.
And I'm glad to see that the jaguar above your lip is finally gone.
Meow.
No more Movember. Boo. 5 things to watch. Drew Doherty, I'm DP Sidhu. Check out everything on HoustonTexans.com.